Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Federal investigators are laying out a timeline of what happened before a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge on Tuesday. It was near the port of Baltimore. NPR's Joel Rose reports investigators were able to board the ship for the first time yesterday.
Investigators say they've recovered the voyage data recorder from the ship, which is still tangled in the wreckage of the bridge, and have reviewed about 6 hours of audio and data from the night of the incident. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Homendy, says the ship was carrying more than 760 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives and flammable materials, as well as lithium-ion batteries. Homendy says some of those containers had been breached in the ship, but Coast Guard officials say they are not aware of any release of hazardous materials and that there is currently no threat to the public. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Israel's prime minister has changed his mind and will allow a delegation to visit Washington. The delegation will meet with Biden administration officials to discuss potential Israeli military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The prime minister's office has agreed to reschedule the meeting dedicated to Rafah. So we're now working with them to find a convenient date that's obviously going to work for both sides.
The delegation was originally supposed to arrive in Washington this week, but the Israeli leader canceled the visit. He was angry over the U.S. decision not to veto a resolution at the U.N. Security Council. It called for a lasting ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. A federal appeals court has weighed in on an elections case in Pennsylvania. It could play a role in determining who wins this year's presidential race and other elections in the key swing state. The court has ruled that mail-in ballots that arrive on time but without handwritten dates on their envelopes should not be counted. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang explains.
The ruling by a panel of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is expected to be appealed and set up a potential Supreme Court battle. State law requires mail-in ballots to be sent in envelopes with a current date handwritten by the voter, but those dates are not used to verify whether a person is qualified to vote. The 3rd Circuit panel has now struck down a lower court's ruling that found that not counting what are often called undated ballots violates the Civil Rights Act, which says a person's right to vote cannot be denied for an error that is, quote, not material in determining if a person is eligible to vote. Pennsylvania officials recently redesigned the outer envelopes for the mail-in ballots to try to remind voters to write the current date under their signatures. Anzi Lo Wang, NPR News.
The convicted head of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, will be sentenced in federal court today in New York. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of swindling investors out of billions of dollars. Federal prosecutors want him to serve between 40 and 50 years in prison. This is NPR. Tomorrow marks 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was seized by Russian officials and jailed. Russia has accused him of spying, a charge he denies. The Wall Street Journal is now holding a 24-hour read-a-thon to support Gershkovich. Peers and colleagues are reading from his reporting. Police in Rockford, Illinois, say 4 people were killed in a stabbing. Another 7 people have been injured. Authorities have arrested a suspect and are questioning him. No motive has been disclosed. A bill moving through Congress would bar transgender athletes from competing in the Olympics. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements has more from Laramie.
In a combative committee hearing on Capitol Hill, Republican Representative Harriet Hageman of Wyoming carried the legislation, which passed. She says it's necessary to protect the privacy of cisgender women from trans women who might want to compete in the Olympic Games alongside them. Leha Spoonhunter is a Two-Spirit Wyomingite and a member of the Eastern Shoshone tribe.
It sends a clear message to trans youth that when they get of the age to be able to qualify for the Olympics, that they will not be able to. And that's heartbreaking.
Spoonhunter says any enforcement of the ban would involve violating the personal safety and rights of trans people. For NPR News, I'm Chris Clements in Laramie.
The National Weather Service says a new atmospheric river will hit California by tomorrow. Forecasters say there will be a risk of flash flooding. Parts of eastern California are already under a winter storm warning. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.